Motor Talk with David Berthon. Change the way you think about tyres with ASV Puncture Free.
I've just driven the new Jaguar electric I-Pace all-wheel drive SUV, the mid-spec SE EV400 to be more specific, priced at $130,200. First up, just last week, the Jaguar I-Pace was voted for 2019 World Car of the Year, World Green Car and World Car Design of the Year. Impressive accolades from a very distinguished panel of world design experts and supported by a jury of prominent motoring journalists. In Jaguar's words, the I-Pace's dramatic cab-forward profile, short overhangs and taut muscular haunches give it a sense of drama which sets it apart from other SUVs. A very apt description, as this is a very clever design by any measure, and above all else, before you actually drive it, the architecture of this electric SUV is different to say the least. The design, helped by the lack of a large internal combustion engine up front, allows a very spacious interior, while Jaguar have gone all out with premium finishes. Externally, the SE-grade I-Pace with its larger 20-inch wheels has a real presence on the road. From a sheer design sense, it makes Tesla's high-roof Model X look rather dated and bulky. Jaguar has achieved a clever packaging size with impressive rear seat legroom and headroom. The moment you step into this new premium electric SUV, it has a certain wow factor. But more importantly, perhaps, how does it drive? More of that in coming segments. I'm David Berthon.